John Hales with us, the chief of the Castleton Fire Department. We're at the Corn Soy Expo, and believe it or not, soybeans can help fight fires. Who knew? Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, so soybeans sure can help fight fires. Years ago in the fire service, the first firefighting foams that were used were protein foams made from animal fats, and they weren't very shelf stable, so firefighters did not like them. In comes DuPont with PFAS chemistry, and firefighters loved that. It was shelf stable. It worked really well. Fast forward 20 or 30 years after that, and we started realizing, hey, these PFAS, polyfluoroalkyl substance, chemicals are forever chemicals. They stick in groundwater. They're carcinogens, so they're bad for human beings. They're bad for animals. They work really well to put out fires, but, you know, we're hurting ourselves by using them. So what's the next alternative? And people looked around for quite a long time. Someone was smart enough to say, hey, in the past we were using proteins to build these. They just weren't stable. Let's use plant proteins and make them shelf stable to fight these fires.
Another little unique piece of this is you'll be protecting a soybean plant with a soybean product, right?
Right. And so, yep, so that's they use the soybean meal. So not the golden oil that everybody wants, that's high price. They use the derivative, the byproduct of the process, and grind it up into a soy flour. And that's what's in the buckets of soy foam.
Yeah, so obviously Castleton's booming with that great ethanol plant, and now the soybean plant as well. When's that coming online, by the way?
It is online. They fired up this past fall. And so their first trains of meal and oil have already left the plant, and away they go.
So you got a lot to defend out there these days.
It is a growing area, that is for sure.
Yeah, that's fun to see, and really unique that this great example of value added and helping a product improve and give you the chance to use it. So in a case like this, you know, when do you pull it off the shelf? Is it always on the truck, or kind of walk us through how it works from the fire department perspective?
Sure. So when you're thinking of a fire truck, most people think of a large tank full of water, and that is true, but also beside that is a smaller 20-gallon or 30-gallon tank of firefighting foam. And so from a pump panel, the controls of the truck, we can hit a button and dial in if we want 1% foam up to 6% foam added into that water. So for every 100 gallons of water, we'd use a gallon of foam if it's at 1%, and so on and so forth. And so that foam will act as a blanket to smother fire out. It also breaks the surface tension of water. So if I had a glass of water and poured it on the table in front of us, that water would bead up and it would kind of almost look like little BBs on the table. If you put a soap or a foam in that, it breaks that surface tension so it can soak into the material faster. And so when we break that surface tension, we can extinguish a fire faster.
Oh, that's great. It's a game changer, isn't it?
It really is. So in the past, the thought process was, should I use foam or not? We know that it helps put out fires, so the answer is yes. But then we had to look at, is it worth it for the human factor and the environmental factor? So if it was a car fire or something like a spilled gas diesel product, the answer was still yes, because we're doing more good than harm. But if it's somebody's home or if it's a wildland fire, we might be doing more harm than good if we're adding PFAS into the ground or into somebody's home. But now we've taken that out of the equation, so the answer is yes. So if I pull up to a house fire in a fire truck and I go to extinguish that with just regular water, I'll use thousands of gallons to do it. And I'll wreck sheetrock, I might fill the basement up with water, all of those things. If I use a foam product, I'm going to use less water, exponentially less water. So the damage that we're doing as firefighters to people's homes is much less.
Fascinating. Is this in widespread use yet?
No. So this product, I believe, was commercially available last April is when they started selling. And so it's taken a little while to gain some steam and just get the awareness out. So these trade shows and getting on the radio with you is helping get that awareness out to fire departments that, hey, there is a product now. We've been looking for years to find a PFAS-free foam. Now we have it. And how can we get into the hands of firefighters? And so the North Dakota Soybean Council has done a wonderful thing. If you're on a fire department, they'll give you a 5-gallon bucket of this to take home and try out. Firefighters are children, little kids, right? You can tell us things all day long, but you've got to give it to us so we can play with it and see it for ourselves. And so that's a wonderful thing that the North Dakota Soybean Council is doing, is if you're a fire department, all you have to do is contact them, and they will get you a free bucket of foam.
Fantastic. And I think about the wildfires out west. And the challenge of that out west in North Dakota, and obviously out west in California as well, prime example where this could help and be environmentally friendly, right?
Absolutely, you're right. So if you're thinking of a wildland range, would you want to contaminate that with PFAS-laden foam, or would you use this product that is basically soybean meal sprayed on the ground?
Love it. Thanks, John.
You bet. Thank you.